Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KNSS.
Oh, Boogie says there's trouble close at hand. You better pay attention now, cause I'm the boogeyman. And if you aren't shaking, there's something very wrong. Cause this may be the last time you hear the boogie song.
Whoa. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. If you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knssradio.com. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. With us still is Sherry Curry from the Wichita Paranormal Research Society. So, Sherry, when you guys, you know, get a call when a Ghostbuster siren goes off, we talked a little bit about what percentage of those are not hauntings. It seems like it's the majority, but occasionally there are ones that you guys turn out actually to be haunts, and it's situations that are paranormal, shall we say.
Yes.
Tell me about the most intense experience you've ever had.
Well, there's been so many. There's a place, I can't tell the location, sorry.
Sure, no.
That we've investigated actually several times. It's a closed down hospital, not in Kansas, that we saw something that I can't explain at all. It literally crawled up the walls, and all the spirits that we have witnessed don't do that. They're, you know, walking like normal people. And we came and found out that some other teams had come in there and were holding some sort of rituals. And that's just something that we don't do.
Yeah.
So we think they called something in, invited something in that wasn't there. So now there's something there that doesn't belong. I still have really bad dreams about that. It's really upsetting that has happened. And that makes our team or people, teams like us, just look bad. Because we just don't do that kind of thing. And I understand that people have different religious beliefs. This is America. You're allowed to believe how you want to believe.
Well, you have a deacon on your team, right?
But we have... Yes, my tech manager, Sean, he's a deacon of his church. My husband's a huge fan of your show, listens nonstop.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I listen as well. We have Catholics on our team, and we have others that are just, you know, Christians or spiritualists, which I think that makes our team great because we're dealing with the public. You don't know what somebody's belief system is when you walk in their home.
Of the things that we wanted to do was play, you share with us some audio clips from some of your investigations.
Yes.
And we'll play them. And what I've done here is I've put them together in a way that we'll play it and it plays it twice so that folks will be able to hear it and then it'll play it a second time. So if you listen closely, You'll be able to hear it twice. This first clip is from the saloon, actually, out here at Cowtown. And in the clip, a member of your team says your name, Sherry. And then after that, you clearly hear a sound that sure sounds a lot like a child. Dave, go ahead.
Sherry. Why would you call her?
Now, right there, it's at the end.
Yes.
It's that little child's voice.
Yes. This is a night we were out there investigating, and it was only our team. And that's actually Sean talking. He's got a very loud voice, and he's talking. And my recorder is just sitting there, and we capture that sound of it. Sounds like a child to me.
It sounded like it when I first heard it. I thought, oh, somebody brought their kid along.
No.
No. It was odd.
That's very odd. And what's interesting is we caught that several years ago, and now Cowtown has opened up the waiting room in the drugstore that's right next to the saloon, and one of the investigators has caught that same exact voice in that waiting room in between the dentist and the doctor's office.
Yeah, ironically, our daughter actually came out and attended one of your haunts at Cowtown recently. I think it was you guys that was doing a haunt out of Cowtown.
It's usually us.
And they said that they saw a chair move in that room.
Yes.
And she said they saw the chair move and nobody was in there. The room was it's secured. It's locked off from the public.
Yes.
They were looking. Nobody was in there, and they saw the chair move.
Right. I was investigating a different part of Cowtown, so I wasn't there, but I did hear about that.
Okay. So that's the first one.
It just like scooted just a hair, slightly.
They saw
slightly move.
Okay. We make no judgments on these.
Right.
We want to share them because I think it's fascinating. In the second clip, you are reporting to one of your team that you felt touched by something, and then we hear someone say the word peace in the background. I understand that this actually happened at the Orpheum Theater.
Yes.
Dave, go ahead, play this one.
No, it was on the back of my other leg. Peace.
We call her.
No, it was on the back of my other leg.
Now, that is so obvious. When I first heard it, I thought, oh, so somebody leaned over to you and said that. That word is, very distinct. There's no doubt that somebody said peace.
I call her the hippie ghost. I was literally sitting up in the balcony, and I was taking pictures, and I had a guest investigator with me, sitting with me, and she was on my right, and I'm literally taking pictures and showing them to her, and I was explaining how orbs that show up in these pictures are not ghosts, that it's reflection of dust and humidity and all that. So that's what I was doing, and all of a sudden, it felt like, the only way I can describe it is it felt like somebody had ran a cold finger from my knee down to my ankle, and I froze, and I said, something just touched me, and she says, was it me? And then I said, oh, no, it was the back of my other leg, and then this really loud voice sound like it was right in my recorder.
Said peace.
We did not hear it.
You didn't hear it.
Oh, no. This was not a disembodied voice. This was captured on a digital recorder.
Wow. See, now that's even more fascinating. You couldn't hear it audibly, but you heard it in the...
Yes.
Okay, that's just creepy.
I know, right?
So in this last clip, you and a team member are talking on the tape. Sounds like you're having a good time. You mentioned to me beforehand,
yes,
this was your first recording. So
yes,
you guys are just excited. You're talking, you're chit-chatting. And I'll let the listeners know you kind of have to pay attention to this.
Yes.
Because there's conversation going on, but then underneath the conversation, if you listen closely, you'll hear whispering in the background. And what does she say? The whisper says...
She says, you can't see anything.
You can't see anything.
Had literally just turned the lights off and... the other investigator and I, this was our very first investigation, And we were giggling like two little girls jumping up and down. We're ghost hunting. We're ghost hunting. And flip the lights off. And so we're still laughing. And then this third female voice came in.
Can you find the exit?
I know. This is like the same.
Can you find the exit?
I know. This is like the same.
I heard it. It's you say the word Everett or the word Everett, Barbara Everett or something like that, and then it's can't see it.
Yeah.
That one's really creepy.
Yeah.
Because you have to listen to
it. That's what got me hooked.
Was that one?
That was a minute and 5 seconds of turning on my recorder for the very first time. And then it bothered me. Holy moly, there was really something there. Now I have proof of what I was seeing in this building. So,
well, I know we've only got a couple minutes left. One of the things I wanted to do, travelks.com lists Haunted Kansas Road Trip. It's 13 spooky locations to make your blood run cold. It's a pretty cool little article. It talks about, you know, Witch's Grave in Galena and the Stull Cemetery in Douglas. Is there any place in our area down here that you would recommend if folks want to do this? I mean, you do your charity of stuff. Is there places, if people want to do this, what's the best way? If they want to go on a haunt with you or something like that, your website, by the way, is wichitaparanormal.com. But what if folks want to reach out to you, if they want to contact you? Is that the best way to do it?
The best way is to go to our, well, they can go to our website and there's, I can get emailed there. But our Facebook page, go there. We post when we have upcoming events. If we're doing a public ghost hunt, and generally, you're going to pay a fee because who we're ghost hunting for is usually a museum. So,
and if any good, I mean, I know that website had some pretty, it's Travel KS, but there's some pretty unique little places there that you can go. Again, it's travelks.com. You guys are wichitaparanormal.com. Sherry, this was fascinating. The audio clips are fantastic. I highly recommend if you're into this kind of stuff. If you want to find out more information, it's if folks want to get involved with your organization, again, it's the Wichita Paranormal Research Society, wichitaparanormal.com. Sherry, thank you again for joining us. It's been fascinating.
Thank you for having me.
All right.
It was fun, guys.
Coming up after the top of the hour break, we're going to have State Senator Renee Erickson with us. She's the chair of the new Special Committee on Government Overreach. We're going to talk a little bit about COVID-19 mandates and the committee's progress. And then don't forget, coming up at 8:30, we'll have a psychic and a medium on. It's going to be a blast. She'll be doing readings live on the air. If you're interested and you want to have a reading, make sure you give us a call. Again, this is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Chinese menu in his hand.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.